Welcome back to the King. Welcome back to the Nation of Wakanda show. I am your host, King Steven. And today we're going to talk about what's going on with me. Those of you guys may know that I just transitioned from butler to a different job. Let's call it Open Your Eyes Club. I was a cook and also a bartender there. We've had people basically come and go sometimes when it comes to work. But I thought this place was the right one. Until I got the boot today. You know the one thing that you always have, that a person always has to make sure they're careful with? When you're trying to be a nice, fair one, especially to the women. I try to do that, but eventually, what I basically said that some of these people had basically offended them. And I tried my best to try to basically atone for that. But since there's been so many complaints and people feel like they don't want to work around me anymore, that place decides to terminate me. Which they did. They said, we don't want to have to do this, but our hands are tied. Our hands are tied. I don't understand this, okay? I really don't. That place just terminated one of their best employees that they just had over the past couple months. And they basically convinced me to having to give up working at Butler and stay and work there full time, which I basically glad to do that. And this is how you repay me? Look, I know I've had friends and family who have been through this nonsense before. You know what it got them? It got them in trouble. Which I don't understand certain people. Because this mess is what's wrong with this business today. Or any other job. And certain people are like, oh, you don't support feminism? I do support feminism, okay? You shouldn't treat women like sex objects. You're supposed to build them up. And also treat them like queens. Now, it's true. You have to be careful what you say around. But here's the thing. But based on what I see around on YouTube, that's not the case right now. No matter what you say or what you do, it always ends up hurting. Not just you and your career, but your character and your soul. And I feel like when I got terminated from this club, they didn't want to hear my side of the story. And it's got me questioning myself if I should give up culinary arts and also give up being a bartender. Because Because I always told my friends and my family this. There's only two things There's only three things that's very important to me. My fiance, my family, and my career. If I had to lose one of them, I'd rather if it was my career. Because trying to be nice to everyone it's hard to do that. I try to be nice to every single woman I am, a woman that I know from work. But apparently they can't basically deal with the fact they basically think that certain guys are male chauvinist pigs. Which I don't understand around here. One of my brothers think it could be. One of my brothers asked me, was all these complaints basically from white women? I told him that these complaints were basically 17-year-old girls, all white. Look, I'm just gonna say this. If you want people talking that way to your daughter about the way she looks, and they end up getting hurt, that's your business. But when I basically trying to build, I'd rather build every woman up as queens than treat them like the garbage that certain people think they are. Because you know what happens? You know what happens to certain people that ends up that don't build these young women up? They get taken advantage of. Yeah, may end up having these women basically rape, kidnap, or end up worse, far worse tragic. Excuse me, everyone. That's my dog, Paolo. Come over here, Paolo. My dog Paolo is basically a little worried about me. And he knows how important it is that my cooking and bartending is to me in my life. Look, becoming a chef and also a bartender paved the way for my life. Now I feel like a person can't be themselves without worrying, without looking over their shoulder to see what else is going on. That's not how I want my career. So I'm just gonna basically tell them that this moment on, I'm giving up cooking. Well, I might have to take some time to think about it. But I might give up cooking and also being a bartender. Because I've dedicated my life to basically just helping the people in Indy. Strangers I never met, people I never meet. But you know, the people that are acting like this, the innocent aren't faceless anymore. And if I end up continuing to work this and there's another problem, and there's another person acting like this, do you know what? What next? Exactly. And you end up far worse. Now, I need some time to process this and think. All I know is I love to cook and I love being a bartender. But right now, I feel like this whole thing got me locked up in shackles. And I don't know if I'm basically able to try this again or not, of being a cook or a bartender. Well, I'm just asking you guys just to pray for me. Hopefully I'll make the right decision and don't have to give up what I love just because of one setback. Because I have never had this happen to me before. Never. Well, that's all I got to conclude today. Join me next time when I talk about the right ways of how to build yourself up without anyone talking you into a different way. This is King Steven signing out. Goodbye.